An unusual coalition will come together in Washington, D.C. this week. Their goal is to limit the use of solitary confinement for juveniles. NPR's Carrie Johnson has this story.
Vanita Browder lost her son twice, first to the lockup at Rikers Island in New York, and then to suicide.
Solitary confinement is what destroyed my son.
Browder's 16-year-old son, Khalif, was accused of stealing a backpack, but he refused to plead guilty to something he said he didn't do. Instead, he spent years in detention, waiting for a trial that never happened.
He was a child being locked up for 23 hours a day for nearly 2 years. That's enough to destroy a man's mind, let alone a child.
Browder says her son tried to hang himself at Rikers. When corrections officers found him, she says, he got a beating and more time in isolation. Eventually, authorities dropped the prosecution. Khalif came home, got a GED, and took classes at community college. But Browder says her son was struggling.
The look on his face, physically he was here, but mentally he wasn't. And it was too many days like that. It just overpowered him.
Khalif took his own life last year.
Young people who are held in solitary confinement have the worst outcomes, and that includes being at very high risk of suicide.
Mark Schindler runs the Justice Policy Institute. He's also a former youth corrections administrator. Schindler's helping to lead the Stop Solitary for Kids campaign. It wants to end the use of isolation for juveniles who are especially vulnerable because their brains are still developing. He says too often facilities use solitary as a catch-all, a place to house young people who won't follow the rules, or as a warehouse for kids with mental illness.
People are increasingly seeing that the use of solitary confinement is a counterproductive approach.
People like Christine Blessinger. She directs the Division of Youth Services in Indiana's Corrections Department. Blessinger has signed on to the national movement to sharply limit isolation for juveniles, a move she says Indiana started to adopt years ago. The state recruited staff who wanted to work with young people and had them wear polo shirts instead of police uniforms.
We actually redefined the purpose of isolation, using it as just a temporary response to behavior, you know, if the youth threaten or harm others, and then returning them back to general population programming as soon as possible.
Ohio, Massachusetts, and Oregon have moved in that direction, too. Earlier this year, President Obama banned solitary for the tiny fraction of young people in federal prisons. Vanita Browder says that's all good, but there's a lot more work to do.
I don't want another mother to have to spend a lifetime sentence like I am. I mourn every day.
She says she doesn't want to see any more children damaged like her son. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.